Beatlemania returns to America this week. The Beatles' complete collection is being reissued on Wednesday in a remastered box set, the same day as the release of the Beatles' Rock Band video game. And the biggest fans of this week's releases may actually be the littlest ones. This is a clip from YouTube. It shows a classroom of 5-year-old kids in Miami, Florida, singing, of course, Yellow Submarine, just in case you couldn't make that out. Dr. DeForia Lane has an idea of why kids go gaga over the Fab Four. She's the coordinator of the Toddler Rock Program at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, and she joins us from WCPN in that city. Dr. Lane, welcome.
Hi.
Now, you have spent years sitting in circles with small children, toddlers as well, singing this music with them. What is it about the Beatles that attracts children?
The Beatles have repetition, predictability, and rhythm. And in certain cases, it literally paints a picture for children. And quite frankly, the beat makes you want to move. There's a concept in music called entrainment, and that means you literally synchronize with the music. So children can be slow and early morning at the rock hall, but the minute the music is on, the child is too.
You know, I have to tell you, when I hear Abbey Road, I really think it's a children's album. I mean, Octopus's Garden, Mean Mr. Mustard, Maxwell Silverhammer. I even actually put most of the songs on that on an iPod mix for my 6-month-old son.
Oh, well, it's amazing how the sing-songy melodies that the Beatles' music definitely is attractive to them. And the Beatles' voices are rather high, and babies and children tend to respond best to that timbre of voice.
Let's listen, Dr. Lane, to one of the songs that your kids love to sing, She Loves You. Let's listen to a kid's version of this song.
She loves you.
Dr. Lane, why do you pick this song for kids?
Well, number one, children like to sing along, and they don't pick up an awful lot of words at the same time. But I can cue them, or they can hear that, yeah, 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 and they come right in with it. And the lyrics, She Loves Me, every child wants to hear that.
Sometimes the songs seem so childlike that, as I say, I mean, it sounds like they're almost written for kids, like Octopus's Garden from Abbey Road.
I'd like to be under the sea.
When you look at the imagery created in that, we would sing and dance around. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. It's one of those imaginary ways a child can enter into a song, just the words alone.
About some of the Beatles songs that sound, you know, innocent enough, like Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Some believe that there are drug illusions in that song. Is it ever strange to hear kids singing along to songs like that?
No. I'm going to be honest with you. I never even thought twice about lyrics, meaning, or having symbolism outside of the actual words. Mm. And maybe that's my childlike nature, too.
What's your favorite Beatles song?
Oh, what a question. I want to hold your hand. You know the part that goes, woo, woo, woo? I mean, that drove the teenagers crazy. The kids love it, too.
Say that something. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
Dr. DeForia Lane is the coordinator of the Toddler Rock Program at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum. She's also the director of music therapy at University Hospital's Ireland Cancer Center in Cleveland. Dr. Lane, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
You let me hold your hand. I let me hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
inside. It's such a feeling that my love.
And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Have a great week and happy Labor Day.